MSU football fans made history over the weekend. A record 48,000 people packed Spartan Stadium on Saturday to witness this year's green and white scrimmage. It was the largest attendance ever recorded for the spring tradition. The green and white intra-squad exhibition game showcases Michigan State's up-and-coming football talent. In the end, the white team came out on top, downing the green 9-3. Current sports host Al Martin was at the game and is here to recap the highlights. Hi, Al.
How you doing, Mark?
Good time. I love the spring game.
Oh, you got to love it, right? It's so relaxed, and it's more so for fun. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Sure. Any standout performances from Saturday?
Yeah, if I had to choose one, I would definitely say the defensive line. I mean, Michigan State's defensive line, of course, anchored by guys like Shalique Calhoun, Lawrence Thomas. I mean, they caused a lot of havoc in that backfield and also on respective quarterbacks for that game. I mean, it was very impressive to see the athleticism that defensive line brings to the table. Of course, when you talk about the running backs, and speaking of that backfield, guys like Madre London, who had 70 yards on 9 carries, Gerald Holmes as well, 48 yards on 11 attempts. Those two guys are going to be – it's going to be interesting to see as the year progresses who has that starting running back position because, of course, with the absence of Delton Williams and L.J. Scott, who's a freshman coming in, I mean, that could also add a little fire when he comes in for that position. But if I had to choose one in the backfield, it has to go with Gerald Holmes. They were impressive as well. And how about Connor Cook? I mean, he looked so comfortable. I tell you, when you're comparing both quarterbacks for the green and the white team, I mean, Connor Cook was 11 for 22, 105 yards. Tyler O'Connor looked a little bit uneasy. A lot of it had to do with, as I just stated, that defensive line. But in the end, Connor Cook looks, I mean, he could be one of the best quarterbacks, you know, in the nation this year, again.
Talk to us about Jack Allen's touchdown run.
How fun was that, Mark?
All about?
I mean, you're talking, it's not often where you get to see these 300-pound linemen even touch the ball, let alone score a touchdown.
Right.
So, I mean, that had to be the highlight of that game, Jack Allen getting the handoff and just taking it to the house. And then the play before that, another offensive lineman, I mean, Donovan Clark, you know, pressure came on Connor Cook. He improvises. He finds Clark to his right. And he had some daylight to take that thing all the way, Mark. So, I mean, that was so fun. It just shows you. A lot of people forget. I mean, even though these guys, you know, 300 pounds, they still play the game of football. And they're pretty athletic. I mean, you start to see a little bit of jets on the shoes of both Allen and Clark. It was a fun time.
How about that? WKAR current sports host Al Martin is talking to us about Saturday's green and white scrimmage. Broader view then, Al, how does the whole team look to you? We focused on a couple of individual performances here. Overall, what do you make of the team from Saturday?
Right. Well, I always say, I mean, when you talk about the spring game, Mark, take it with a bag of salt. Not a grain, but a big, huge bag. Because at the end of the day, it's the spring game. I mean, this game was nationally televised. It's an exhibition game, you know, an intra-squad game. So Mark D'Antonio and his coaching staff doesn't want to give away any sort of coaching schemes or tidbits throughout that game. It's more so for fun. I always say that. And just to see where guys are at condition-wise. And also, when you talk about the overall comfortability when it comes to an offense or defense. So at the end of the day, I mean, you saw Connor Cook. I think one thing that kind of could possibly peek a window into something down the future is that I think Connor Cook is finding maybe his next receiver that he's fallen in love with. I mean, last year, of course, it was Tony Lippett. This year, how about D'Anthony Arnett? I mean, D'Anthony Arnett had 5 catches. He looked very comfortable with Cook. He had some crisp route running. So if anything, look out for Cook and Arnett to link up a lot of times next year.
We got only about 30 seconds, Al, but let me ask you about the two verbal commitments that Coach D'Antonio received on Saturday. Who are these guys?
Yeah, well, when you talk about them, I mean, they're guys from around the local region, one from Ohio in Lyles. And, of course, even before that, if you look at Messiah DeWeaver, who had committed right before the spring game. And Messiah DeWeaver is actually, he's the number one quarterback in the state of Ohio, number 8 quarterback, pro-style quarterback in the entire nation. Watch out for Messiah DeWeaver. Pretty cool name, right? Messiah DeWeaver. With a name like
really?
Messiah, you better be good, Mark.
Al Martin is the host of WKAR's Current Sports. We've been jawing a little bit here, a little Monday morning quarterbacking in April about MSU's spring game. Thanks, Al.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mark.